Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fix your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seat slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchanged. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance a put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brain, off the charts and insane. No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. K-Y, I'll spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax.
It's a Mega the Man production. Straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group. City.
And welcome to Chocolate City, the illest sex talk show ever. This is another Tuesday edition. I know y'all are like, what the fuck? Man, you need to make up your mind. I have made up my mind. I do my show every Friday, and on Tuesdays, every now and then, I like to mix it up and give y'all something to do instead of making y'all wait once a week to hear me interact, cut a fool, act up, make announcements, and have a really good time. So tonight, I have like a really, really, really special guest, and he's early. I like that. Mike Bless from Slip and Slide Records. Let me tell you about this dude. I was talking to my girl, sister, manager, Precious, from Precious Entertainment, and we were doing what we normally do, talking and working and looking at videos, discussing music and everything like that. And I go on to YouTube, and I come across Lambo Life. And I'm like, who the fuck is that? And she's like, that's Mike Bless. And I'm like, damn, Florida is giving it up like that? Because I always fuck with New York cats. When I lived in Florida, they gave up whack dick. They know how to fuck me right. They was just whack as hell. And the music is different. But it's some good artists out of Florida. I fucks with Papa Duck. Fucks with Briscoe, and I really fucks with Mike Bless. I hope you don't got a girl and she's listening, because I could really fuck Mike Bless. He joined my site and everything. Girls, if y'all don't know who this is, go to my Blog Talk page and look at this show and look at his picture. He has perfect lips. He has a perfectly round head. He's nice. He's nice. I can't vouch for anything else, but he'll be able to tell you about that on his own and everything like that. I really didn't come up with a topic for tonight. Y'all know I always freestyle it. We're going to talk about my big fuck party that's going down on April the 30th for all the adult people that want to come out and have a good place to get their freak on. We're going to do that. Got shit for the foot fetish people, foot worshiping. Toy demonstrations, oral instructionals. I might be showing y'all how females how to give some fire ass head. I will have my catchphrase t-shirts for sale. My head game is a felony. And for those of you that have ever experienced my mouth, you know I'm telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? Estelle shirts are going to be there. We might have some tantric sex going on. And after all the events have gone down, then it's going to be on and popping. We have condos on the beach. So it's $50 to get in and $50 if you want to stay in our condo. So it's like a double occupancy room. So, I mean, shit, $400. You get the fuck, do whatever it is you want to do, and stay on the beach. You can't beat that with a bat. Don't even try. I got the best thing popping. Tickets are going fast, so y'all better hurry the fuck up, or y'all going to be slow. Y'all going to be SOL. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring on Mike, and then I'm going to bring on P from Impressive Entertainment, because everybody is early tonight. Normally everybody is late, and I got to talk to myself about 30, 40 minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and bring people on, and then we're going to get it popping. I got music uploaded from Mike, from his new mixtape, and of course, y'all know I had to, I'm going to have to play Lambo Life, because that's what started this relationship between me and Mike. He don't know it yet, but woo, he can get it. But let me go ahead and bring P on, then we'll bring your mic on, and we're going to have a blast. Again, welcome to Tuesday edition of Chocolate City. Hello, Miss Precious.
Hey, what's good with you?
Girl, our guest is early as hell. I like that. I like that.
Yes, very prompt, and I bet you he got a lot to say.
I know, because I think I did a good introduction for him.
Excellent.
I think I did. Only thing I can't tell the females,
myself.
You know, only thing I can't tell females is what his dick size is. But when you want a label like slip and slide, all kinds of shit comes to mind.
Well, I can say from meeting him at a TJ's that he is tall. So in order to hold that height, he has to have long feet. So I don't know. Maybe he can shed some light on the subject.
Well, why don't you bring him in so he can tell us about being with Slip and Slide. I know he's from Akron. He got his start in a contest back in 08, if I'm not mistaken. Now, I've been doing my homework, so, you know, we're going to bring him on and let him get the business. On it. This damn switchboard. Hello, Mr. Bless. Or is that Shanae?
Oh, it might be me. I don't know.
Hey, girl, you have me all wet and shit. Damn.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that to you, Jack. But you know, I'm on drugs right now. I might not want to entertain my conversation.
Well, Nay, tell us your thoughts on Mike Bless, because you've seen him in person.
Oh, you know, Mike Bless, I've had a personal upfront close experience with him. Not like that, but, you know, I'm feeling like I don't care if he can rap or not, because dude is super fine. And that's why I'm logging into the show tonight, because Mike Bless is tall. He's got some soft hands. He's got pretty teeth. He's got good breath. He gives you direct eye contact when he's looking at you. I'm like, you know, you think about it, and all you can think about is those nice soft hands caressing your body and those pretty teeth and lips kissing you all. Oh, yeah, you know, it's just messing with your mind a little bit. And that enhanced with some Lord Tab 7.5 right now is just really sending me over the top. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Ooh. Damn.
I'm just saying.
Wow. Wow.
Yes, yes, yes.
But you know what? I have to say, wait a second. But my question for all three of us is, with a package that marketable, why on earth isn't Mike one of our clients? Why aren't we promoting Mike?
Because you told me that I can't do a client, so I don't want him to be one of our clients.
Yeah.
No thanks. I decline. You know, this is one of those pleasure before business situations. No thanks. I decline. Don't want to work with him. Nope. I'll pass. Stop.
Shit, I
want to
work with
about
him.
That.
I want to work with him.
Huh?
Because what you do allows you to have fun, okay? Because your part of the business allows you to have fun, okay?
Well, mine doesn't allow me to have fun.
I'll get enough of all y'all, shit.
No. No. That's just selfish.
I'll share.
No.
After I finish, I'll wash him up and send him your way.
Oh, that's what's up. You know, I would take a hand-me-down for him. Oh yeah, I would. I sure would. I'm even gonna see him lying act like I won't. Oh yes, I will. Yes.
Oh, well, personally, I would just like to hear him be a household name. He's a very talented artist, and we got to represent for the South.
He's really humble. He really is, and he actually cares about the kids. I mean, like, the last show I saw him at, he was actually out there playing kickball with the kids, and then I got to see him sweat. Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. And I have to say this. He is finer than Daniel Judah.
Thank you.
He is.
Oh, my goodness.
He is definitely that.
Yes, okay. He's finer than Daniel Judah. But yes.
By a long shot.
Yes. I mean, he's representing for Florida. I mean, shit, he looked good with his hat on, hat off. You know what I'm saying? Plus, learned a lot from Mike Bless. Like, real shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, damn, my bad. He'd probably be mad because there is a big-ass height difference. And, you know, Plus can't pick
Mike
his
Bless
hat.
Oh, Mike Bless is just fine. You know, you put a picture of my list in front of me, I stare at it all day.
That name really fits him.
Because he is
for
blessed.
The simple fact.
Yes, he is.
Yes. I wish he had a webcam because I would tell him to let us see how blessed he is. Damn.
I would like that. I can't do that right now because you all going to have me popping my sutures. Don't make me laugh.
It would be worth it, though. It would be worth it. Like, I can't wait to bring Central Saturday to Panama City because this is, like, for everybody that's, like, wanting to let their hair down, but they're so uptight, afraid of what people is going to think, this is that kind of party for them. Because it's going to be something in there that's going to make somebody want to interact. Whether it's you getting your toes sucked, your feet massaged,
ooh,
whatever,
yes.
Or some damn porn. It's going to be something for everybody. And I'm trying to get into this tantric sex. Kama Sutra, it's been around. I think with my skills, and if I got into that, oh, my God. I'm trying to work on that for these parties, getting people that's into that.
Nah,
because
I'm
it's like, it's no, it's like, it's more than a physical act. Like a friend of mine, she interacted with a guy that was into that because a lot of people study it and they master it. And she said, that experience was like no other because it was more of a spiritual, emotional, and mental, more mental than anything because he could touch her without any penetration and she could have a orgasm.
Oh, yeah,
well, explain for the listeners who don't know what tantra sex actually is.
Huh?
What you mean, huh? For our listeners that don't know.
Oh, gosh, we went through this Friday. I would have to go back and read. But basically, it's like a mind thing. It's teaching you to control everything and be mentally one with your mate. You know, a friend of mine broke it down for me. He was stationed in India for 9 months. And he said the girl taught him so much. He's able to hold his orgasm for an hour and make you come 3 times before he's ever even come.
Now, who is
like, He's in Florida. I mean, he's not in Florida. He's in, shit, what the hell is it? He's in Virginia. He's stationed in the Navy.
Come to Florida.
You know what? His grandmother is sick right now, so he's not able to leave.
He just blew the whole mental picture out of the water talking about the grandmother being sick.
And he's like, as long as he gets the green light, oh, he's coming to the parties because he wants to bless people with that tantric sex and that tantric dick of his. So, yeah. I'm just like, I'm scared because a motherfucker might actually have me fucked up in the head over that. Oh, you know, speaking of Skern, I gotta give a shout out to Mel Matrix from the Bird Gang, Jim Jones, you know, 7:30, UN Skull Gang. I just had to put that out there. That motherfucker found it in a bitch, too. Oh, I'll send you a picture tonight.
Oh, wow.
I will send you a picture so you can see what I'm talking about.
Text me a picture, please.
Oh, yes, I will. Thank you for, you know, putting up with me in the group. I'm about to step it up and have a slick-ass mouth because I have too many fucking freeloaders in the group that's not really doing shit. My thing is you have that option to leave. Don't sit up in there and not do shit. My group is for grinders. Whether you're in the industry, whatever it is that you're grinding to make your life easy, that's why you're in my group.
Don't boot me yet, because I have been freeloading for a couple of days now. Don't boot
you
me
have
yet.
A permanent pass. Actually, you are the one that made me, that brought some stuff to light, you know? So, when people reach out to people and there's not a prompt response or anything like that, everybody needs to start somewhere. You can't get somewhere by yourself. You always got to have people in your circle because that's what builds networks, you know? So that in itself made me aware of certain situations and I had to speak on it. And I don't give a fuck if people liked it or not. It doesn't even matter, you know? My thing is if you're in Chocolate City, the group on Facebook, your ass is in there to fucking network. If you can't network, then get the fuck out.
Gotcha.
I mean, even if you hook up and get some dick, you were networking. I ain't mad at you.
Oh, good idea. Do we invite Mike Bless to the group? On Facebook?
Huh?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he's my Facebook friend. I would say I would invite him right now as we were talking, but I'm not sure if he's my friend on Facebook.
Oh, I'm going to need us to invite him to the group. And we want it to be him and not his PR people because they don't need to be all up in the mix wondering what's going on. It ain't none of their business.
Well, does he have any PR people? Who's his team?
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Because I would need his team to please promote him in my area, please. So he becomes a household name throughout Florida. And I'm in the middle of Florida. Not on the edges.
I mean, you would think that they would be promoting him up here, especially in Panama City where spring break is going on right now, like super heavy. You know, everybody and their mama have been here in Panama City for the last few months. So you would think that they would have got, or somebody could have contacted me and I could have arranged for a street team because there's always some little booty girls willing to go out and pass out CDs. All you have to do is buy them a bathing suit and they're good.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
They're not even, you don't even have to pay them. You just buy them a pretty bathing suit and they're good to go.
Oh, I will remember that for the flyers for Central Saturday when I pick a date to come down there.
Make sure you let me know and I can round them up. Tell me how many you need.
Oh, I got you.
And make sure they get a ticket to the event.
Oh, yes. I got you. As long as they're 21. They have to be 21 to get in this event because this event will leave people emotionally scarred if they're weak-minded.
Oh,
it will just leave you fucked up in the head.
I didn't mean to call them hoes. Most of them are weak-minded. They're just ignorant. They just wrong on this and separate emotion from dick. They don't know how.
But sometimes you come across some dick that will make you lose your mind. That has happened to me once. It could have happened to me twice, but he wasn't consistent enough because this dude could fuck me for hours and not come. And he was fine as hell. He still lives in Florida. That was like some of the best dick I've had since my ex-husband. And I think I sent Precious the picture of him. Orlando, he is spotted in a bitch. He's like 40-something. He takes care of himself, light skin, and he's not a pretty boy, but he has those features. Bone thing is, you know, with good dick comes an issue. He's very into health, you know, eating healthy. Like organic shit. Fuck that. I need
Nah, dog. Give me my pig and I'm good to go.
Exactly.
Had some nice bacon this morning, as a matter of fact.
You need to lay off the swine because it's not good
for
you. I can't eat it, and if anything that has pork in it touches my mouth, my tongue will swell.
Okay, well, I'm going to make sure I fix you some hog maws and stuff, and I don't even know how to cook that crap.
So that saves me from fucking with fat niggas. That saves me from fucking with fat people. Because if I put their dick in my mouth, they fat pigs. I shake
up. Shut up. Please shut up. Lord have mercy.
Why you dumb?
Man.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh, this is so fun. We have a caller on the phone. He's from VA. Now, this dude right here, from what I've seen in the pictures and in the groups, he has an extremely big dick.
Really?
And I hope he knows how to use it. But he's very,
you need to text me a picture of it because I want to judge that for my own self.
Girl, that's like one of them ruler dicks.
But, you know, let me put this out there, because I know Chip and Dale dancers have got big, long, slinky-dinky, long dicks, but just as gay as I don't know what.
Oh, nah, he's not gay. The reason why I really, really like him is because when I met him, he took on a situation, and he doesn't have kids, and he stepped up for his sister that was going through some stuff, and raised her 7 kids for several months. He don't have no kids of his own. And to me, that just made me be like, okay, I can fuck with him hard body because the kids ranged in age from 15 to 2. That's
a
big culture shock for somebody that doesn't have their own kids, especially a
kid. I tip my hat to him.
Man, that
well, you
made
know, that
my
gives
pussy
me
get
a kind of respect for him. I wouldn't do him just because I have respect for him.
You wouldn't do it? Shit, you seen that dick, you would do it. I'm telling you, you would be like, you would just be like, oh, God, he's so caring and nurturing. Oh, yes. You know, he's responsible.
Give me a picture.
So he will responsibly beat the pussy up. So what are the
Oh, my goodness.
Damian, how you doing, baby?
What's up, boo? How are you?
I'm fine. You hear me talking about you?
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm going to need you to rewind that picture and send it to me so I can pass it on to the girls. Because, oh, wait. Now, that's
which
a serious issue.
Which one? I picked the new one.
Oh, whatever
we
you
need
want
a head
seeing,
to toe shot.
You say you need a what shot?
A head-to-toe shot.
I mean, you going to take that picture for me or something?
I would. You know what? If you come in front of me right now, I promise you I will take that picture for you.
That's what's up.
You will be really happy about that one.
I got like a, what is it, like half, like my body, like, you know what I'm saying? Is that stops like to my face, well, not to my face, but to my lower thigh. That's it.
Okay, well, I need you to, we'll break it up in segments if you have to, you know, take a face shot, stand in the mirror, take a face shot, stand in the mirror, take a body shot, then you know everything else got to fall into place. I do need to see a picture of your feet too, though, because you know that's gonna be the deal clincher right here.
Oh Lord, we got a Martin on the line. But boomerang, oh my God, don't tell me they sweep. You like wait for them to go see, and you pull up the covers and you're like, oh hell.
Yes, you better say it, yes ma'am.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I can't be talking to them and then they have Dungeons and Dragons feet.
What?
No. Nasty. Trying to one of those alligator toes. Up and see you under the cover. Heck no.
But if they can see socks on their face. just don't get in the shower with them. Like, let them
no.
take the shower first.
No.
She's terrible.
But he looks too cute to have jacked up feet, but then again, I don't know.
Nah, don't say that. Never too cute to have the jacked up gator toes. Never. You never know. He might have like 7 toes on 1 foot.
No, I don't got 7 toes. Go ahead. But no, that's how my own peoples was born, though. They had 7 toes. They had like cut it, but they sold it like.
Oh,
back
wow.
Home.
I'm so ashamed. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Do you suck toes?
Yeah, I suck toes. I mean, what man doesn't? Yeah. If a man out of me love, you gotta suck toes.
Yes. Okay, tell me your name again.
It's Damian.
Huh?
It's Damian.
Oh, Lord, that's close to my nephew's name. Preston, he's about to have me jacked up in there for real.
No, I mean.
Wow, someone in the chat room said I should have a fuck off with Mimi. Wow, and that I've been corrupted. Oh my gosh, that is so funny. Oh man, I'm not having any more live fuck shows for the next few weeks. I'm gonna do them.
Wow.
I'm gonna do them once a month. Once a month.
Once
and I'm going to wait till next month. Yeah, next month.
No, my birthday next month.
I think
okay,
that should be your birthday present to Chop then.
Right.
A one-on-one session.
Nay, he has a lot of dick. I think you're more, you might handle it more than me because, boy, I don't know. I'm not.
No, I'm still recovering from surgery. I can't do any of that. Sorry. But I can sit up and watch.
Oh, you could be a spectator coach. You can tell them the angles to hit and, you know, how
up.
I need to position myself.
I can tell you to toot it up, Chop. Toot it up now. Take it.
Oh,
stop acting like a punk.
Hey, Chop, I checked those videos off, too.
Yeah, okay, now listen. First and foremost, everybody is talking about those videos, and it's like, it's hard to fuck, and I'm being myself. Ain't a lot of people in the room and shit, but what y'all didn't see is after the show, he got his face back. You know, he did his little thing. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah, what?
You know,
okay, explain to me. Let me know what happened. What, dude couldn't get it to
okay,
pop off?
Okay, during the show, when we were getting fizzy, I was doing a lot of laughing. Me personally, if you're giving me dick, I should not be laughing and asking Prophet that he want me to call out his name or somebody else.
Yeah, Prophet was wild for that one. Shout out to Prophet for just saying whatever came to his mind.
He just took that dick like a real woman should, yeah.
And, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm listening to this, and I'm going back and looking at the footage, and I'm like, yo, I have 7 minutes, or it was either 9 minutes, to finish my task so I can get back to my show. And I'm just laughing and having a good time. And then it's like he's hitting it from the back. I'm like, oh, he's hitting it from the back. I mean, I'm just saying. It's like, but, you know, like I said, that first time, I was like, wow, because I was making the little jersey faces and shit. But the second time, he did his thing. You know what I'm saying? It makes for a good movie. Every time I look at the clips, I get wet and want to fuck. So evidently, he did his thing. You know what I'm saying? I busted a good one. He can eat some coochie.
I think that was a sympathy nut that you gave him.
I don't think it was that good.
Said you think so. See?
It was good. And the fact that he tossed the salad, you know, I mean, he's an ass eater, so, you know, that's a keeper in itself. So anytime I'm feeling a little freaky and I want my booty licked or whatever, I can hit him. And it's all good. It's all good. Oh, shit. Uh-oh. Guess what, girl? Damian, going to put you on hold for a minute, bring on that special guest, and we're going to bring you back because we can already talk shit about men, and I'm sure you're going to have to, you know, you got a lot to say. So
okay,
put you on hold for a little bit. Okay.
Bye, right. BA. We're waiting on our picture, too.
Oh, yeah. Damian, send that picture to me so I can forward it. Oh, shit. We got Mr. Blessed up in the fucking building. If only he knew everything that we talked about him before he got on the line. That's why I like my artists to call in at 8:30, because if them motherfuckers don't look at Twitter, they're going to get all kinds of phone calls. Mr. Soft Hands, Mr. Tall, Mr. Big Feet. All that's left for him to do is get on, introduce himself, and just out the gate let us know, my dick is big, my dick is all right. I don't really think an artist is ever going to say he got a small dick unless he done fucked me and I'm right beside him and I've got that look in my eye like, nigga, if you don't tell, I will.
I'm a tell.
I know, that's right. So, without further we're going to bring on Soft Hands, Pretty Lips, Mr. He Can Wear a Hat or Not Wear a Hat, and he still look good. And, you know, hopefully he'll give Claude some pointers and shit. Okay, I'm going to leave the goon alone. I'm going to leave the... Did I say goon or troll? My bad.
Leave the troll alone and bring on Mr. Mike Bliss.
Yes, Mr. Bless.
What's happening, man? Y'all got... Hey, what I done walked into, man, y'all got me walking into the flames, huh?
pretty much, yes, we do. So go ahead and introduce yourself, because we done talked about you, and, you know, I gave them some history from a woman's aspect. But go ahead and let everybody know who you are so I can go ahead and talk about you on Twitter some more.
What's up, y'all? This is Mike Bliss, Slip and Slide Records' newest artist. I guess you could say I'm a rhythm and gangster. I ain't really no R&B nigga. I'm more of a rhythm and gangster type of nigga. So that's what it is. And I'm down in Miami, down here by the palm tree, just, you know, sliding right now.
When you sliding to Panama City?
I think I'm supposed to be doing a, I just got to, actually, but we got a call, I forget, Pepper Boy Entertainment, somebody like that. I'm supposed to be sliding up to Panama City for a spring break show once we get all,
yeah,
you know, all the business straight. It's on the
15th?
Yeah. Yeah, once we get the business straight, shit, I'm there.
Oh, yeah, you know, we
and Gainesville. What about Gainesville?
You know what? I just missed the Gainesville show, man. My nigga, I don't know if y'all know Papa Duck. My nigga Papa Duck had a show in Gainesville. I was supposed to slide with him over there. But I'm working something out with the promoter. I'm about to do a 42-city tour. So I got to work something out with the dude in Gainesville. That's a real important market in Florida. So we're going to make that happen, too.
When you coming to North Carolina?
North Carolina? Damn. I got to be all over. Y'all got to help me out. Now, y'all about to be my new promotion team.
Oh, we
want
to
be entertainment in the building
team.
Huh?
I said, I've been wondering all this time, why we aren't already your promotion team. But you
that's
know that's just me.
About.
I was just wondering. I thought it was because
I'm gonna
I
put
was
this
short.
Out there that I told T that I don't want you as our client because she told me that I can't do a client. So I would rather have pleasure than business. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, I want to bring him onto the big screen. He looks like he's able to adapt.
Hey,
he looks like he can hold it down.
Them pretty lips and soft hands just resting all over the body.
You know, because the first time we talked, he said he was ready to come on the show. He's like, I'm ready. I'm like, we get nasty on you. He's like, I'm ready.
Y'all get,
I'm like,
ooh, I got to get ready, boy. Y'all go. Y'all go. Yeah. I'm ready, though. I got slight. Like she said, I mean, so I don't know who said it, but they said the best. I definitely adapt to our situation. So, you know, I don't believe in failure and nothing I do. So, you know, it is what it is.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
really?
I haven't seen Mike Bliss since the TJ's DJ's celebrity kickball game. And, oh, was he super fun. Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. With all the
yeah,
they
ain't seen TJ's either.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all was down at TJ DJ's in Tallahoe. Okay, okay.
Yeah, we try to make everyone. This is what we do for a living.
I missed one. Y'all went to the one this year?
No,
he didn't have one yet.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
For homecoming, they didn't actually have one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm saying,
I have a nasty question for you, and this is something all women want to know. So you're a very upfront person and stuff like that. You know, being in the entertainment industry, I mean, you might be the type of dude that won't answer the question. You might pull out and show. But what is the first thing that comes out of a female's mouth when you drop your drawers and you get ready to fuck her and your dick is hard? What does she say?
Don't tell me she laughs because that just hurts my feelings for real.
it ain't too much laughing going on in the room, man, honestly. Let me tell you something. Niggas that do a lot of bragging, they usually, you know what I'm saying, they really don't be.
Hey, fuck.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really ain't that type of nigga. Okay. I wish we had, like, you know what I'm saying, some women I dealt with. I talked to them on the phone. They'd definitely vouch for a nigga. I ain't really, you know what I'm saying? I ain't no slouch at all.
But you know how we can solve that, Mike? You know how we can solve that right now? This is my proposition for you, is that you just take a picture of it and you send it to Chalk, and she can send it to you.
You know what? It's only fair because, Mike, you've seen all my shit. I don't know if you've been able to see the new shit, but yeah, it's only fair that I see you. You've seen me sucking, fucking, and dancing.
Well, y'all ain't bullshitting, boy. Y'all is not
bullshitting. No, we for real.
Y'all for real.
I'm for real.
Now, see, I'm going to tell you this. I definitely ain't scared. But my label would kill me. Ben Lucas would change by three if I put my thing on the internet.
You won't tell him if you won't tell him.
All right. See, that's the industry ticker for you. Here comes the disclaimer. My label tells me I can't put pictures out there. But they don't tell me I can't fuck after
shit. let me explain something. If I was an artist that was already famous, and basically shit started getting a little rocky, you feel what I'm saying? And I needed to do something to get everybody's attention. That's when, you know what I'm saying, I mean, publicists, believe it or not, I mean, y'all know this, but I don't know, they actually advise people to do something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, oh, these pictures, these pictures were leaked mistakenly. That shit don't be no mistake. What I'm saying is right now, at the beginning of the career, we ain't even, you feel me? I can't just be throwing the dick on the internet like that. I mean, trust me.
Oh,
I mean,
we don't want you to throw it on the internet. I just want you to throw it at me one time. I mean, throw me a picture one time. Sorry.
Okay, we might be able to work out some negotiations. We're gonna work that out.
Yeah. See, I would never put you out there like that, Mike. Never.
Okay, man.
Yeah, and you're only showing two because I'm strictly on the whole other spectrum of this whole picture. I just want to hear you throughout our area, so I just want to get some of your stuff to promote it.
She's married, so she's a good
one. So I wouldn't be peeking, but, you know.
I just wish that you wouldn't even do us.
You said what now?
I thought Precious was going to say she wanted to hear you do us.
I mean.
Okay, let's say that.
Everything can be worked out, you know?
Let's say that.
That's what I'm talking about.
I might have a special talent. I might be in, I don't know, the adult film might be my calling. I don't know.
You know I'm having a party April 29th in Myrtle Beach. I don't know if you can make that one. Don't stress yourself because I'm bringing the party to Florida. I'm going to go to Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, Panama City, and Miami.
Oh, Fort Lauderdale. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm
going to
make
it. It's an adult party, and, you know, we're going to have all kinds of shit going on besides fucking. We got something for the toe people. We got something for the people that like to play with toys. And for men that don't get their dick sucked right, we're going to give instructionals for the females on how to make sure they do what they do right. You know?
And they probably
need
some volunteers for that.
Now, you know what? We're going to definitely be to work that out. Don't y'all go nowhere else. Y'all got I'm coming in with a black mask on. Y'all see a big tall, y'all see a 6'4" nigga coming in with a black mask on. Y'all know who it is.
With a pretty head.
And we're gonna bring the pop rocks. And we're gonna have pop rocks most definitely for those virgins. There's nothing better than turning a dude out for the first time with pop rocks. I tell you,
well,
that's like the best thing ever. No, pop rocks, the candy that pop in your mouth. You've never heard anybody suck their dick with those?
No, I never had that ever.
What?
I ain't never got pop locked.
No, pop rocks.
It's
the little candy we see when we were kids. It pops in your mouth.
Yeah. It wants to be pop. Okay. Oh, damn, that's some 2011 shit.
Ooh, and then after she pops you off and she swallows it, oh, shit, what? Man, you were fucking with the best over here.
Pop lock. What we call it? What's the terminology for that?
Pop rocks.
Okay.
What we call it, fantastic head.
I'm trying to get pop locked. That sounds like that's what I'm saying. Shit need to be happening. That shit sounds like some shit. Have a nigga paying all the bills. Shit, you just be volunteering to pay bills.
Be like, wait a minute, you ain't got no more bills for me to pay. I'm like, no, you paid them up for 6 months.
Nigga be mad, like, man, you need some more. You need another rent. You need some. I need some more rent to pay, baby. God damn you, pussy. That's what I'm talking about.
Matter of fact, while you're speaking about what it's going to feel like to have them pop rocks popping all around that nice tool you got, I better have to play my song that started everything, this little theme that we got going on. It's Limbo Life. That's my shit. That's what introduced me to you. Precious did it. And I'm like, who the hell is that? I'm like, oh, my God. And she was like, that's Mike Bless. And I'm like, yes, he is. So we're going to play that. And I downloaded some songs from your mixtape. I didn't know which one, so I picked some good ones. And then I'm going to play them, and then you get to talk about them because you're not even going to know what I'm playing. You're like, oh, shit. No, that's my shit. But it's one that somebody from your camp sent me yesterday. And I got that one off the mixtape. That was the first one I downloaded.
So okay. I'm going to go ahead and play Lambo Life, and then we'll come back and talk some more because, ooh-wee, you ain't going nowhere for the next however long I'm going to be here.
Hey, ain't no too many presents for you, though.
Briscoe to Opa-locka Groom, straight to the vent, what it is.
No, that ain't,
that ain't the right one.
No, that ain't the right one.
Okay, Precious, do you have the right one on? While, do you have the other Lambo? Because I went and got that from somewhere, so I wasn't sure. So, while
not,
I go find Lambo.
Not on my laptop, but I do.
I can tell you where to get it from.
Okay, where can I get it?
Santa Monica.
Y'all be going on datpiff.com?
Yeah,
we got the whole mixtape.
No, go to datpiff. That's our Briscoe mixtape. That's his version. You got to go to datpiff.com, and then you got to go to Mr. Make It Happen Volume 2. That's my that's the version. That's the one we did the video to, the official version.
Oh, okay. I saw that one earlier today. Mr. Make It, right?
Mr. Make It Happen Volume 2. It's a picture of me. You're going to see a picture of me holding the money up in front of the Range Rover.
Well, tell me this. What do you make happen, Mr. Bliss?
Everything. That's what I'm saying.
What
like,
is your
really
ideal
know.
Bedroom setup?
My ideal day?
Your ideal bedroom setup.
Okay, well, a bedroom setup for me, it all depends on the situation. See, sometimes the thing I've learned about women is y'all don't have a set way y'all, you know what I'm saying? It's not a set way you like it. It depends on your mood. You feel what I'm saying? It gotta be the right, it gotta go according to her mood. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so
let me set the mood for you. Okay,
go ahead. I'm gonna listen.
You got the girl and y'all had a good night on the town and stuff. You've taken her home. She's had a couple of drinks, and now she just wants you to just molest her. What do you do?
Now, see that right there? That's going to be damn near. She going to damn near press charges on the nigga. She ain't gonna know if she wanna press charges or leave a tip on the dresser on that one. That's what that's gonna be. Yeah.
That's
get quiet now.
That's what you know, I'm sorry, my mind is just playing tricks on me. My mind and Lord Tab is working together right now and I'm just thinking.
I'm gonna tell you the problem that men have. A lot of men. See, they don't understand. Women, y'all are way more tougher than men give y'all credit for. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of things that you would feel like, damn, in the back of your head, in the back of his head, he's like, oh, no, I don't want to do that because, you know what I'm saying, I don't know, that might be a little too much. I don't want to do that because, oh, no, I don't want to grab, that might be too hard if I grab it like this. Or I don't want, you know what I'm saying? But in y'all head, y'all thinking, damn, nigga, do this. You bullshit, you know, I could take that pressure. You feel what I'm saying? Don't look at the look of
my
face. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the whole essence of a man being a man and a woman being a woman. The bedroom situation is the role of, I mean, it's the stage for, you know, a man to be a man and a woman to really be a woman. You know what I'm saying? The word is going to sound like a crazy word because people don't like to hear this word used, but it's in a good way. It's dominance. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You want to feel like this same person can protect you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A nigga in there bullshit, you don't feel like he really can protect you. So that's
mm-hmm.
what that is.
And so you put the sizzle down.
Yeah.
Do you believe in using toys?
You said what now?
Do you believe in using toys?
Not on me. I mean.
No, you don't have to use them on you.
Oh, okay. I mean, I got to specify because, you know, it's 2011. Niggas out here doing all kinds of shit. You know, niggas is doing all kinds of shit, man. Niggas is going Niggas going in the wrong direction. They going hard, but they going hard in the wrong direction. You feel me? So I got to specify.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, I believe, I'm open-minded to that. I'm open-minded to using toys. I mean, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Whatever she into, and, you know, certain things I'm trying to put her on. I might put her on some shit. She might put me on some shit. You know what I mean? You just being open-minded, really, at the end of the day. Because if you ain't open-minded,
okay, Chalk and Mike, because, you know, I know P ain't just going to answer this question. She's going to tell me, Shanae, what the hell? So, what is your take on anal sex?
Honestly, I ain't never done it before.
What?
I ain't never done it before.
I will say that it requires a lot of relaxation.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you something. And this ain't even bragging. This is like, I'm about to tell y'all some real shit, honest to God, like, on everything. And then I'm bragging, but I'm really just saying the truth. But honestly, every woman that I've been with, like, I really don't even suggest that, you know what I'm saying? I really ain't really curious about it, honestly, you know what I'm saying?
You say your dick was too big for it, huh?
Yeah, they be saying that. Like, nigga, you not about to try me like that. You know what I'm saying? So, I really got no experience in that area. Which, I mean, hey, it's all good. You know, it ain't no pressure.
Gotcha. Top, you didn't answer that question.
Oh, because I was betting everybody else. Me personally, I agree with P. You have to be completely relaxed. I tried it like a few times, and then I had a boyfriend in Atlanta, and then we got to the point where we started doing it like every day, and the orgasm was feeling better from that way. But then once you stop and you try to pick back up like months later, that shit don't work.
No. Oh, yeah.
It's kind of painful, yeah. You have to start out by telling them, baby, just put a finger in it. Put a finger in it for me. Put two fingers in it for me and just work it out a little bit.
Like, ooh, like shit. You know, like, okay, let's try something else. Or I've learned that if you're starting out, if you lay on your back like missionary and let him go in through that way, you can determine how much you take in, because every time you relax, you open up more, and you might take a half an inch or an inch more, and then you still just work with what he has in. So by the time you get up to halfway, you're already turned on because the thought of the dick being in your ass and it's big, you're just like, oh, my gosh. So it's like once you get to that peak and you're, like, super relaxed, your ass opens up, and the next thing you know, if he 8, 9, 10, all that shit up in you, and he giving you some good ass fucking, and you're just turned the fuck on, your pussy is dripping. Oh, wow. Oh, damn, my bad.
You got excited, Jack.
She having some flashbacks over there.
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
Ooh, yes. Because, damn, then it's like after they nut, and everything is over, and, you know, you're cleaning up, and you just happen to look at the dick. You're like, wow, I really took all that? So then it's like you're walking around slowly, but you got this little pep in your step, like, yeah, I'm that bitch. I just took all that shit in my ass. Now what? Let me sit my ass down because I'm so for y'all virgins, try it on your back. If not, lay on your side and let him come up from behind.
And use a lot of lubricant.
Yes, that doggy style, just out the gate, nah. No, your Cherokee and them motherfuckers, yes, because I don't see them using nothing. That shit just opens up. Now it's just like a dick come to it. The asshole open up the size of an orange, and the dick just go in. And I was like, I don't
think they
push
with a dildo in their booty or something and keep it from going back to the right
like,
side.
Wow. What the fuck? Like, where they do that at? Matter of fact, while I'm waiting for this mixtape to download, I'm going to play this song by Mike, the first one that they sent me, so he can tell us about it. I'm not going to tell him what I'm playing. He'll know from the opening credits. So here's the first song.
This should be played at high volume.
Mind blown. Mind blown.
Put up and
and get out there. I wasn't really serious, you know. So when I decided, I was hustling, and I was like, shit, I can't hustle forever. You know what I'm saying? So like, I got to put my money, whatever I want to do, whether it be open a tattoo shop, a barber shop, or whatever I want to do, I need to start investing in that right now. And you know, I thought to myself, I want to do something that I love doing every day. You know, not just trying to, you know, I want to make money, but I want to, you know what I'm saying, do what I love to do every day. That's what makes it priceless. So I started putting the dirty money into the music, trying to make it clean, and just paying different promoters to open up for all the big artists coming to the city, and, you know, throwing parties and all that type of shit. Just trying to, you know, just whatever I could do to build my buzz. When somebody local, you know, somebody comes through, I do a song with them, pay a little, you know, for the features and all that, and shit started picking up. And then when Slip and Slide came, they was doing like a little competition looking for the next artist. When they came to my city, I had the shit on. Actually, I was in Pensacola, but they came to Mobile, and my buzz had got so big over there, it was like it had flowed over to Alabama. And when they came, you know, I was already doing paid shows at the time, but I was like, shit, I'm hungry. I mean, yeah, I got a little buzz, but I need that major buzz. So I wasn't, you know, going to be Hollywood and say I'm not going to get no competition because I ain't on yet. So I went ahead and got in the competition anyway, but everybody in the competition knew my music. So when I got on stage, everybody there was singing my song word for word. So, you know, Ted was just like, you know, they flew me down the next day. Down to Miami, and they was just like, yo, we still got, I think, like 15 more tiers to go to, but Ted, you know, he already got his mindset, he want to sign you. So that's how that worked out.
Wow, that is like a blessing, because a lot of times, a lot of people feel like, okay, when they're in the game, like, oh, I'm going to be in it forever, because I used to be in the game. I was like, you know, I did 3 years and 8 months on a possession of 181 pounds. And I was like, okay, when I come home, I want to do something different. Because I hustled not because I wanted to, not because I had to, but because I wanted to. It was a high to see how much shit I could get away with. I started transporting cocaine from Miami to North Carolina. Then my friends was like, oh, you got to stop that. That's too much time. So they turned me into a white-collar criminal. Then I killed that, and I was like, wow. Then I got into the weed game, and then that's when I got my first and only drug charge or whatever. And then I was like, you know what, I ain't finna do this. But don't get me wrong. If I have to, I'll flip a pound in a heartbeat. But I was like, you know what, I can use all my negative energy that I had for hustling and find something positive to do and get a different outcome. So I came to Florida. I got a job, and it's like the job was a good paying job, so I was making dope boy money on a legalized job, like doing the overtime. Then I learned how to beat the system by going tax exempt. Like, I ain't paying fucking Uncle Sam for the next 5 paychecks. I'm going to keep these 2 stacks in my pocket. And I was just like, wow. So now it was like the same desire I had when I was hustling and making checks and having people work for me. I used that in Chalk Mommy Productions and Chocolate City and networking and meeting people and promoting and being on Twitter. I just learned how to channel it in a positive way. And I commend you for that, for the simple fact that you could have just been like, shit, I'm good where I'm at. But the game changes throughout the years. People don't play fair no more. If you're getting it and they not, then they get hungry. It's a bunch of thirsty people out here. So that's when the plotting and the scheming comes in. So luckily you were able to get out, do something positive, and utilize that into your gift of music.
Yeah, that's real, because a lot of people don't. I just lost my best friend to that shit, man. You know, niggas, he getting money, they ain't. So they, you know, they set him up. That's the game. You know, it ends in, you know what I'm saying, jail or death. That's how it is. Ain't no other way around it. Cause, you know, niggas, ain't no such thing as loyalty in the streets for real. You know what I'm saying? Somebody get caught, they going to tell. You know what I'm saying? If they ain't got it and you do, they coming to get it. So, you know, I mean, that's how I looked at it. Like, I don't feel like $100,000 is a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? You could lose that. So I never felt like I was really getting money. Like, I mean, a lot of other people did, but I didn't feel like I was getting the money. I'm trying to, I want to get that money where it's like, shit, you know what I mean? You could lose $100,000 and just be like, damn, okay, keep it moving.
It's a pinch. It's not like, pooch.
Yeah, that's good money. So yeah, that's what it is, man. Trying to turn that shit into a lot of people, the mistake they make is they like, okay, I'm about to get this money, and they try to invest in some shit they don't love. You know what I'm saying? You can't really, especially if you're a street nigga, you getting that fast money. Your patience, and you ain't really got no patience for nothing else, you know what I'm saying? So it got to be something you love. They try to open a store or just some shit they feel like they can make money doing legally, but your patience ain't going to be there because it takes patience for something legal. It takes patience because you got to build and you got to, you know, you got to go through the bullshit and, you know what I'm saying, do free shit, and you got to go through that. And if you don't love it, you're like, man, fuck this. I'm going back to the streets. That's just how it is. So that's a mistake people make. They don't do what they love. You do what you love, shit, you on the right track.
I know that's right. I do some things I love. I mean, other people might have their own opinion, but fuck them.
Fuck them, shit. They ain't gonna pay your bills, fuck them. You know, some people
exactly.
Don't like what I do. He's an entertainer, yeah. That's what I mean, you don't like it, I mean, it's cool. I ain't really, you know, I don't do this to impress anybody. I do this because I love doing it. It just so happens you can make money doing it. That's all.
Okay,
well, when did you realize that you could sing?
I've been singing forever. I mean, my mother and my father, they actually met at a talent show. They was my father was a dancer, and my mom, she was a singer, and they were like, you know, regionally famous in the Ohio, Michigan area. And they was winning all the little talent shows and, you know, like winning the dancer category. My father was, and my mom was, her group was winning the singing category. So they started doing paid shows and it was on a tour together. And they ended up, they started dating on the road and they, you know, fell in love or whatever. So my family, you know, music is what we do, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I've been singing. I can't remember. I really remember not singing. I really don't remember not singing, honestly.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, I don't consider myself to be like a Brian McKnight type singer. As far as my career, you know, with the music I put out is just really, you know, it's records, you know what I'm saying? But I used to be a singer, like, you know, for real. Now I'm a vibrator.
You used to be.
I mean, I still can sing, but I'm saying as far as music I'm putting out, I'm not really doing, you know what I'm saying? I'm not like getting in the suit. You know, I can Trey Songz, you feel what I'm saying? Well, that's a bad, but I'll say like an R. Kelly, because Trey Songz, he ain't that great live. But like an R. Kelly, you know what I'm saying? But get in the suit and go, you know, no, I'm just being honest. He rich, so he doing something. I'm just saying live, I wasn't impressed with him. So I'm saying like R. Kelly. You know what I mean? Somebody that just get up live in the suit, and that boy, he's singing. You know what I'm saying? My stuff, I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm more close to the hip hop right now. What I'm doing, the music I make.
Got you.
Yeah, when people say, "Do you sing?" I'm like, "No, it's rhythm and gangster." Kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Nate Dogg ain't gonna say he sing. Dream can't really say he's a singer. T-Pain can't really say he's a singer, but they make R&B. So I make R&G, rhythm and gangster.
Okay, but with T-Pain, he has auto-tune. Like, what does he sound like without it?
He actually got a strong voice, though. You know what I'm saying? I tell a lot of people that T-Pain, he got a strong voice. He can sing. You know what I'm saying? That's auto-tune. He does auto-tunes. You know, it changes his voice, whatever, but he can actually sing. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't no Brian. Like I said, he ain't no... But not about to give you a full blown Brian McKnight concert, but the dude can actually sing though.
Oh shit!
Yeah, he can sing.
I'm gonna have to go find something.
Yeah.
And listen,
quite interesting. I'm getting ready to upload Lambo Life. Your mixtape finally finished downloading.
Well, I'm glad yours did, Joe. I'm still downloading.
Oh, wow. Oh, shit, I got to extract the files. So while I'm getting ready to upload the song, I'm going to play another song, and then I'm going to tell him what I'm playing, and he'll know. Let's see here. Here it is.
YMCMB, Po Boy.
Every time I touch down, I usually break her up a little bit. Jordan like a lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
Putting down when I interstate, break it down, sell a shake, move a block, cook a zip, bring it back, hope it flip, meet with Poppy, take a trip, in a minute I'ma touch down, I just might break off, we might just fly through Nami's, low main with a white sauce, I come through white Porsche, white rims, white seats, YSL, t-shirt, Laguna Beach, B's and G's. Dope boy, and so it's all my homeboys. All us get that money, ho. No matter what it costs, we pay for. Pay for another shipment. I'm always about my business.
Ooh,
bitch.
Every time I touch down, the dope boy in town. I usually break her up a little bit. Shorty love that lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
Clean coke in my plug bag. I was down to my last onion and fiends coming to my nerves bag. My LT, my road dog. We was always selling, yeah. Some niggas got locked up. Some niggas moved to the A. Good girl, I paid her tuition, her car note. Seizing her belly, but couldn't give her my heart, though. In love with this hustling. Chevy's on them 100 spokes. Tickets on that white girl. I get it for the low. Might bless my ad-lib. My ad-lib. Way my goons at. Get it how you live. Dope boy, Nickelback's the bricks. If you're getting money, tell her this.
Every time I touch down,
the dope boy in town.
I usually break her up a little bit. Jordan love that lifestyle.
Play down.
She love a nigga that be hustling.
Money, we stay fly. We fuck good and we make smile. Top down when we ride around. Hit them tray with the candy paint. Let them hit the weed and let them hit the train. Break them off and keep them straight. And when it's time to leave, she won't be staying. But she understand that I gotta grind, grind. And she don't ever interfere when I'm out here getting mine. She hate it when I leave, though. But she know I'm about this cheese, though. So she let the keys go. Believe what? I'ma take you back when I rush. At the table, we bagging up. My last quarter, I had to flush. Closed lips and you kept it shut. Yo, income tax and you gave me that. The whole check said bounce back. I fucks with your heart, babe. Just no believe it.
Every time I touch down, I usually break her up a little bit. Shorty love that lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
Wow. That's all I can say. Great Gotham Batman. Wow.
Man.
You got the voice that'll make somebody's panties wet, like, really, like, ooh. I mean, I know Precious can't say her draws wet, but shit, I can say mine. Lace and all.
Lace and all, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, this is
maybe
like
a different song, but Chas, not that one. You know, Britt's like a brother. Nothing about Britt's this part is going to have any kind of...
Oh, nah, I tuned Britt out. I tuned him out, and I focused on Bliss. I mean, big shout-out to Britt. I actually had the opportunity to meet him. He's quite interesting. He's quite funny. He's really nice. But
yeah,
I was paying attention to... Ugh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, I can tune a motherfucker out real quick and concentrate on what I need to concentrate on. And, you are truly blessed.
Sorry, Mike, I didn't know that's what I was supposed to be doing. I wasn't focusing hard enough. My bad.
Yeah, you got to tune Briscoe out.
Shout out to Briscoe, man. The Opalaka Gold and Bar Greasy, they both... They killed that shit, man. Like, them my niggas too, man. I fuck with them boys like real hard out here in Miami. They show me love in Miami since I've been down here. You know, I'm the new guy in the scene, so you know, when I came, they could have been like, oh, okay, you know, the nigga. You know, a lot of artists, they be hateful, man. They don't wanna, if they got a market, you gotta think, well, when we doing that song with them, we about to shoot the video. You know, E-Class and Tay about to get together. We about to shoot like a big video on that record. So it's like, for them to, you know what I'm saying, like, when you work with artists that got their, like I got my market, they got their market, and honestly, Briscoe, out of all three of us, he got a larger fan base. More people know him than they know me, you feel what I'm saying? So when him doing a song with me, it's like, it introduced me to his fans, and it's like, shit, so it's love. Like, I really, you know, I fuck with them boys heavy.
Yeah.
See, now when you talk to Briscoe, you tell him that you came on Chalk Mommy's show, Chocolate City, and it wasn't that bad. Because I'm trying to get Briscoe to come on. So, you know, just let him know it's not that bad.
We'll get him on there. I'll talk to him and get him on there.
And Mike, when you talk to him, tell him you was on the show with P from Ocala.
P from Ocala?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell him that.
Yeah, and he's going to laugh and probably say something crazy. But that's fam. That's fam. I've only met Bar Greasy once, but Brisk is fam. Whenever he's in this area, I'm just a phone call away.
Yeah,
he knows
he's a real dude, man. Like, that song right there, that song we on the track, I went up there to the Po' Boy studio. We did that up there. We kind of was just vibing it. He said, oh, I got this track, Bless. I'm about to put it on, nigga, see what you can do. Put it on, and then, like, the hook instantly came out. I was just on that vibe, like, you know, when I was hustling real heavy, I mean, you know, being a dope boy is like being a professional athlete in the hood. You feel me? It's like, I'm not saying it should be that way, but that's just the way it is, you know what I'm saying? When you really don't have a, when you ain't got no budget, and you know women like that, and a lot of times it ain't so much that they gold digging. It's just women like security. You know what I'm saying? That's a trait of a man to be, you know, have that security to just be like, fuck it, baby, you get that, whatever. So you know, a lot of times, you know, when I was living that life, I had my little, you know, I had just, yeah, you got your little babies here and there at different cities, and they, you know, they holding down the work, they holding down the money. You know, not all of them, but just the ones you really fuck with, and you know. It's like when you know what I'm saying, just how you meet a female is when you getting that money for her. I ain't talking about that little that real street money. It's like, you know, you approach them at a different level, and it's like, oh, okay, this nigga, and make them crazy. I mean, that's some real shit though.
We understand, because everybody on the line with you right now has been there, done that one, you know.
Y'all driving his car, and some other nigga pull up and some bullshit, like, what's up, baby? You like, nigga, I don't see you right now. You know what I mean? Y'all be feeling yourself. It's just, you know.
and then it all depends on what level we on, because it might be our car, you know. It might be a team effort. So then we really looking down our nose, like,
exactly.
And what?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It is a team effort. If I'm... if you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna say if you holding it down or whatever, you know, whatever she doing, it, you know what I'm saying, when she like she that bitch on this team, like that bitch for real, it is a team effort. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like she really feel like, nigga, get your $2 ass on. You know, that's how I be. And I've been on both sides. I've been a $2 nigga pulling up like, what's up, baby? And she in the, you know, when she look like me. Get around me, nigga. Fuck you mean, what's up, nigga? My rail's bigger than your car. Fuck you talking about, what's up? You know, and I've been, you know what I'm saying? I've been on both sides. So that's where that song came from. I've been on both sides of the stick, so. You know, I don't be talking down on niggas that ain't, you know, that ain't getting money and ain't hustling, because, like I say, boy, my feelings hurt before, you know, shit. Just like, money is everything.
It's hard in these streets.
Yes, it is.
It's even harder for a dope boy that got whacked dick. It's real hard. So you got to have some kind of business about yourself, so you might be able to sing that bitch in that.
Oh, yeah, me a dope boy, I'm putting it like this. See, the dope boy that ain't, if he ain't fucking right, he gonna really go heavy into his budget. You feel what I'm saying? Like, her whole purpose of fucking with him is like, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, I got to get that check. Hold on, let me call such and such girl. She's, you know what I'm saying? Before he knew it, his money gonna be going to the nigga in the little car. You feel what I'm saying? Like, the nigga with the big dick in the little car gonna be spending his money. That's just how it goes. But it's like the nigga that's, I mean, she ain't gonna be crazy and be like, I'm about to fuck up the nigga that's supporting. She ain't crazy, but she gonna need them knees met. You feel what I'm saying? So she's like, look, man, you got this. He the nigga, you know. Keep 100. When he call, you shut the fuck up or whatever. But it's like the nigga, you got the nigga that's who the dope boy that got the money and he, you know what I'm saying, he fucking right. The dope boy, she gonna kind of get him in the door. Okay, he got that bread, boom, boom, boom. And once he, you know what I'm saying, he smashed right. It's not so much about her trying to take his money. It's about, you know, the security. It's there. I mean, he's still gonna, you know, he'll look out, but it's like it's there. It ain't her whole motive and objective because he got a good balance. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Am I saying something wrong? Let me know if I'm saying something wrong.
Oh,
right?
No, I mean, you're telling the truth. You're telling the truth. Right.
Surprisingly
just,
enough, yeah.
Yeah, he's a well-balanced entertainer, so
yes, he is.
It might be straight. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't, he's talking a good one.
No, that's what I'm telling you. I don't brag about it. Just in conversation, you know, I'm not the nigga that's slacking because I like women tell me these things. You feel what I'm saying? Like I really,
okay,
well, I'm not
really
gonna put
in tune
it
with them. You listen to what they say.
Exactly. I really know what a woman like, and I know what to do to make sure she's happy because I listen and I'm observant. You know what I'm saying? And it's like a woman ain't gonna put the nigga with the little dick on it. She ain't gonna put him in the game for what? You ain't got, you know what I'm saying? I can't teach you nothing because you ain't got nothing for me. You don't got the tools to do it. So it's like you know, that's what it is.
Okay, now we always talk about men giving up white dick. What happens when you fuck a female and her shit ain't good? I mean, do you tell
thing,
her? Cause
the
I
same
mean,
thing. The same thing happened to a nigga with the same thing happened to a nigga with some white dick. She just don't. You don't fuck with her no more.
Do you at least let her know that it wasn't good, or you just play
nah,
it off?
I don't play nothing. It's just over for it. It's a wrap. If it's not good, if we're not sexually, I don't even consider her to be having some whack pussy because another nigga might enjoy it, but we're not sexually compatible. You know, somebody.
Ooh, I like
it's a
how
nigga,
you said
a,
that.
Yeah, it's a nigga that you're going to have sex with, and you'd be like, man, that nigga never. But because you fucked platinum dick, he brought silver dick. But somebody else, some other girl, would be like, she going to like silver dick because she got copper dick at home. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, it all depends on the level, like, you know what I mean? I don't even tell a nigga, ah, man, that shit was, I don't even discuss my sex life. If I ain't like it, you know, I'm not going to fuck her again, but I'm not going to talk down on it, but, you know, we ain't sexually compatible.
Okay, now here's a good question for you. For the females that are listening, what do they need to do to get your attention?
What you mean? Just
like, if you know how some females be like, damn, I wonder what this dude likes. Like, what could I do to get his attention? Because there's this stigma on guys that are, whether you're a baller from being an adult boy, the entertainment singer, professional ball player, professional boxer or whatever, that, you know, y'all have, like, a certain type of female. So for a female that will say, oh, well, I'm an average, you know what I'm saying? I'm not, like, no Holly Berry. I'm not, like, this, like, you know, gold digger chicks tend to have all the jewelry, whatever. Like, for a simple female that's just the type of chick that handles her business, she just has a simple life, how can she grab your attention? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, really, I ain't really into the whole, like, the, I guess you say the gold digger.
Yeah.
I'm down. I mean, I respect the woman that want a nigga to have, you know what I mean, be able to take care of home and a nigga that's equal to her or equal or better, you know, because that's just how it's supposed to be, in my opinion. It's like, shit, he got to either be doing what I'm doing or doing better. So, he, you know, but, I mean, I see them little, you know, like, really like the basketball games and shit like that, you know, Miami is a real big spot for that. The girls are like go out specifically looking for certain type of niggas that they gonna get their money. They never, you know what I'm saying? They don't get no love from me. Like, I don't really fuck with them type of people. Cause, I mean, not just females, there's niggas out there like that. You know what I'm saying? They wanna, yeah, my nigga, I don't really fuck with a lot of niggas, my nigga. I wanna slide with y'all. La 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 la. It's like, you know, it's like they status hungry. I mean, seriously, I'm just like, just be you. I mean. It ain't about, you know, it's just be you. Like, I'm big on just, I like natural anyway, you know what I'm saying? So, like, honestly, when I go do my shows, and a lot of times I really be thinking about the door, and I'm thinking about, you know, make sure the promoter got my money. That's what I be thinking about. So it's harder.
Nah, I mean, make sure you don't get Waka Flocka up in that bitch and get paid with nonsense.
Yeah, I'm watching these niggas. I'm watching my jewelry. Hey, man, watch that nigga right there. That's what I'm on. I really ain't in the club. I don't really be in the club really like on that vibe. You know what I'm saying?
You know, like, after the end of the show, I'm about to hit me something.
Nah, hell no. Because, see, that's the same way you get set up. Like females go to the club. I know personally, females go to the club. They dress real, you know what I'm saying, real revealing for the nigga. No, he gonna smash at the club. Okay, this ain't gonna be, you know. And but she got her nigga that she really fuck with. The nigga that's probably, you know, the abusive, insecure nigga that's beating on and all that type of shit. He like, you gonna go get this money. So she go to the room and nobody, you know what I'm saying. When you intimate with somebody, you in a relaxed state, you off guard, and she leave the door unlocked, then the other nigga come in there and rob him blind. That's happened to plenty of artists, even though we haven't heard about it. You know what I'm saying? It happened to a nigga, one of the niggas from Bone Thugs and Harmony. It happened to, well, I ain't gonna go name the names, but it happened to a lot of artists. So I don't really be on that, going to the club, trying to, it's hard to get my attention in the club, honestly. I'm thinking about that money in that club, but it just be like some regular shit, Walmart or, you know, just in the, you know what I mean, just by mistake. That's how I really be vibing. It just got to, that just happened.
Oh, I feel you, because for me, I don't consider myself to be a celebrity or anything like that, but it's like when I go out, people will come up and be like, I know you. Like, no the hell you don't. It's like, I know you. I'm like, nah. And it's like, I'm on your site. After they say that shit, what the fuck can I say? But, oh.
Let's use a normal example, Chuck.
Huh?
Let's use a more normal example. Of course, they're gonna recognize you, but people like me and they, when we're out in public, they automatically try to cling because of the artists we promote. Oh, you promote Tom G, or you promote Iceberg, and they want to cling because they want to try to get to that artist. What they don't realize is is I'm in bulldog status. You ain't getting past me to no numbers in my BlackBerry, no BBM pins, no nothing. You better keep on twitting them like you've been doing.
And if they follow you, then you good. That's just like when I come to your house and you'll be like, oh, Chalk is in town. Motherfuckers, you ain't heard of me. I'm popping up at the house like, yo, P, you cooking? Nigga, what?
Who are you again? And why do your armpits stink? No, let me quit.
You can watch before you came here. This is a special occasion, nigga. I know you bathe 3 times a year.
Okay.
We gotta take a music break because I gotta play Lambo Life. This is my shit. This is my shit. This is like so cool. This is like so laid back. But I just want Mike to know that when I come to Florida. No matter if you're in the state of Florida, I'm going to say that. If you're in the state of Florida next month, wherever the hell you're at, I'm going to come and we're going to do a get back. And we're going to be like live in a studio or we're going to be live somewhere so everybody can see the interaction. No, I'm not going to molest you. I'm not going to seduce you. Are you just going to get them some footage where it's like, oh, shit, because you're like one of those everyday people, and everybody wants to fuck with an everyday person that's in the industry because they feel like you can relate to them and they can relate to you. There is no airs. You're not flaws and you're not fronting. You're just being the person that God made you. You know what I'm saying? And you're humble with it. And people like to see that. They don't want to see the arrogant people like Rick Ross. And what the fuck is a drop top chicken box?
Some of the questions we must go through.
What about a box Chevy? No, he was like in that Aston Martin drop top chicken box. Because, you know, he's big as fucking. He always be talking about food, but he just say some of the stupidest shit, but it'd be funny. He's like, drop top chicken box. Is this motherfucker talking about going to Popeyes and he ripped the box open? I'm like,
oh, my goodness. Well, meanwhile, back to Lambo Life, which is a special track to me because I know personally, as an actual person, every artist in the song except for, could it be Mike? Mike, you got to change that.
We got to change that, man. We got to work, man. We got to put this thing on the road. I'm really this year, man. Just I'm all in, man. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? And it's any situation to really get out there and really tell people what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying, musically or whatever. I just feel like it's the year, you know what I'm saying? So we definitely got to make it happen.
Okay, with that being said, do I have your permission to exchange your information with her?
Definitely.
Okay, I always, like, even though people be bonding and stuff like that, that's just, like, how we work, you know what I'm saying? Precious, P can see me give somebody my phone number, and they could be like, P, yo, Chalk gave me the number. Like, shit, I'll just have to get in touch with her. You know, I just like to make sure it's okay, because sometimes people are like, what the hell, who is this? How you get my shit?
I respect that, but we definitely good on that. We let's make it happen.
Okay,
yeah,
because
normally if I didn't set it up, then normally I'll tell the artist to hit me first. But I got you.
Okay.
Actually, let me see. I might go ahead and log into the dashboard, Chalk, because you know
okay.
I got booted out trying to download the CD.
So
I can't hit play.
I'm playing Lambo.
More hard on street tightness. Go DNT. This your boy Troy to the business street A&R. I present to you the new school. This our life. Lambo life. Hey, Mike, bless. Now.
On the real school grind to the cash cane. Now we're pedal to the metal in the fast lane. Lambo I'm gonna look back now.
say I'm fasting. Laguna D, my model C. Recognize the genius. My dickies out the cleaner.
A recruiter, LT.
I study his demeanor. I check for bitch ass loot. Cause I don't need the class loot. Let alone the ego. The chance for disaster. Lamborghini two tone. I call that bitch Terry. She say she gets sunburned. Cause I park in Miami. And a brother named Diablo. I take him out the car store. And since there's only one suit, there's only room for one hoe. Excuse me, they confuse me. The fans wanna subdue me. I gang bang, I'm screaming so woo. And through the cash chain.
Shout out to all them boys, man, you know what I'm saying? Very talented, everybody in the song very talented, you know what I'm saying, and smart. You know, a lot of people, they forget to create a buzz and to make noise. It takes more than just talent, because there's a lot of niggas out here that's more talented than everybody in the song, including myself, that you're probably near here, because, you know, they didn't choose the right strategy or whatever the reason may be. So they are talented, man, and all intelligent, you know, young black men from the hood. So I salute all of them, man. And also shout out to Troy to the Vent. And Ghost CNT, that's who put it together. They you know, they helped me make a lot of money, you know, doing shows. So shout out to them. And then also salute to my dog, Eva G, who made the track. And he just, you know, he doing shit for everybody right now. Ludacris and Monica and Jeezy, all of them. That's my nigga. So, you know, I love networking, and I love to put something together with other talented people, and people, you know, when people pick up on it, that's the gift right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. That is, like, when I saw that video and I saw all of them, because I don't really know Iceberg personally, but from dealing with P, but Briscoe, yes. Duck, Papa Duck, yes. Zoe, his manager, is retarded. And when I say retarded, I mean, like, in a really good way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know. Yeah.
Yes. And I haven't had the opportunity to meet Frank yet, but I'm sure that's coming, because might as well say, if everything goes right in Florida, bitch will be down there every Saturday.
Oh, yeah, Frank alive. Frank, he's alive for the bus, Frank. He the green light. He the green light. Frank will go. And,
oh, Lord.
I tell you something, Chuck, from meeting them, humble, sweetheart. I mean, I really have nothing. And, you know, I could think of something bad to say about anybody. But really, really, I can't. I don't have anything bad to say about any of them. I mean, they all have their different personalities. They all are extremely crazy. Bird, being the baby out of all of them, is a little quieter. But even their management, I absolutely love Duck. I love Zoe. I love 12. They are, I mean, the team that surrounds them is so supportive and so hardworking. I thought when they made that song together, when all of them did that song together, it was like, yahoo! Woohoo! Cross marketing! Yahoo! And I was really happy for them. Really, really very proud. And I'll be honest and say I was happy to see Mike on it, because we don't hear a lot of Mike in this area. So if I didn't work actually with music, I would have no idea who he was. So it was really good to hear him and see him on the song with them, because that's a good cross-marketing for him.
Right.
Oh, that's about to change. Matter of fact, I see my homie, my friend, Daniel from Pacemaker Beats. A little bit of history about him real quick. I met him in 07 when he told me he wanted to be an engineer. We kind of had some personal dealings, and we decided we'd be better as friends. I believed in his dream so much that I didn't know nothing about engineering. I didn't know nothing about how you take a beat and you make it. So I went out and brought all these damn books and read up. So it's like we both started at different avenues in the entertainment, because everybody knows when I was in Florida, I worked. I ain't do shit but work like 40, 50, 60 hours a week, and that's it. And then it's like we have like so much history. Now he's doing stuff with Cash Money. He's worked with Briz. He's done like so much stuff in Florida, and he gave me a couple of tracks for the Chocolate City DVD for R&B singer, you know, stuff that he's done. He's even given me tracks for my kids. So I'm going to go ahead and bring him on, and he's like a good book too. So anybody that's looking for fire-ass beats, Miami and then Ocala, they got it on lock. So I'm going to bring on Pacemaker Beats. Hi, baby.
What's good with that intro? I don't even know what to say with that intro. What's up, world? What's good?
Precious on the line, and we have P from Impressions Entertainment, my manager, my sister, my homegirl, she's family, I'm Louise, we down like four flat tires.
Okay, so it's family, it's a reunion, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up, y'all. I'm just checking in, I got the text when I was in a meeting with juveniles people. Man, I'm going to call in, I got like 20 minutes, let me call in and touch down and see what's up.
Thank you so much. It's like, you know how I like the, when people from Florida get on, always like everybody that I fuck with to be in the loop somehow so everybody can be like, okay, you know, here's an outlet, here's another outlet, because different outlet produces big shit. That's how I feel.
Okay, that's what's up.
That could be wrong. I don't know.
Okay, well, you know, I'm always supporting the movement. I'm checking to see what you guys had going on tonight, see what the topic was that was going on with y'all, and just checking in, seeing what's up.
Well, thank you, sweetie. I really appreciate you calling in. Like, when my friends call in to support me, that means a lot because, you know, this was not part of the plan. This here was not part of the plan. But I welcome it, and I'm grateful for it. But, yeah, I just, you're like, woo. And then when I have artists that come on, and they got good personalities, and we get along. And I always do foundations with the artists that come on the show. So it's like when they walk away, we friends, we converse, and all kinds of shit. And make sure you're around for my Freak Fest when I come to Florida next month.
Okay, most definitely. You already know. I got some new stuff for y'all, too.
Well, hit me with the, hit the email so I can pass it out.
I like 7 emails, but I got you. I'll find which one to send it to you.
Which track 48
is on
the DVD?
Fucking Flavor, Hold You Down, and
okay.
What was the other
Bumpy
one?
Bumpy Ride.
Yeah, Bumpy Ride.
Well,
okay.
Okay,
only two R&B tracks that was on there.
That's what. Where is the DVD at? I want to hear the tracks too.
We got you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We got you.
Okay. Yeah, got me.
Just imagine what everything feels and that's the DVD. But we'll make sure you get a copy.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? You know Drop out of Orlando, don't you, Mike?
Yeah, I did a track with Drop.
Drops, what do you call it? Put Your Legs Like a Lambo. What's the name of the song? Porn Star.
Shorty is a porn star.
Yeah. He has that on there. And did we put Kissing on Your Tattoos by Young Cash on there, Chuck?
Yes, and then Ace Hood with the Jodeci track, with the Jodeci beat is on there. Iceberg is on there. MBZ is on there.
Yeah.
Shit.
I want the DVD, man. I need my DVD. All that giggling, I'm trying to see what the DVD on. I mean.
You have to get some of your music on the next one.
Oh, I got,
yeah.
I got
yes, we are. I'm Precious. I visualize. I'm seeing into the future, and I see a hot ass intro track coming from Mike Bless for Chocolate City. I see it coming. Like I feel him in the studio putting that shit down because he got a feel for my personality. He done seen the booty. He done seen the A game. Oh, for those of y'all that was not listening earlier, I have a new catchphrase, and at my parties, I'm selling T-shirts. My head game is a felony. That's my catchphrase. And for those of you that have never been on the receiving end of that, oh well. And for those of you that have, y'all already know. Daniel, can you testify that it's a felony?
Wow.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got some new productions. Wow. Felony.
And that's going to be on T-shirts for sale. And then I'm going to teach people how to suck a dick like me. I'm a party.
Mike is gonna be the male model in Florida.
I'm gonna have a black wrestling mask.
And you're gonna find out about the pop rocks.
I might get pop rocked.
No, you ain't no Mike. I'm gonna have to blend.
My shirt, my t-shirt is gonna say I got pop rocked.
Wow.
Yes. I already know I'll be giving it up. I gotta play this other song because I like the title. And then when I come back, I'm gonna have to ask Mike where did he get that title from. He might know what I'm talking about. But I'm great. Play this track. Hold on.
I never ever had a nigga eat it like that.
So, Mike.
All righty then. I like that one.
Yes.
You like that one.
So, Mike, how do you eat it? Do you eat it from the bag?
In the words,
I mean, you made this, y'all made the song, so.
Let me use his words. Let me use his words. Wow. I got to say, what? I knew when you put that song, I said, damn, she about to go in on me. I know it's coming. But I mean, you know, I'm grown, you know, and as an adult man, you gotta be versatile, you know what I'm saying? You got to prepare that thing before you wear that thing, you know?
Okay. Now, here's a good question for you and Daniel, because he's still on the line. When you're getting ready to mess with a female, is it better for you to eat her on her back with her legs open, or is it better for her to be on all four, you know, like face down, ass up, where you can just like spread the ass cheeks and the pussy lips all at once and then just take that tongue action and go from top to bottom? Is that better?
Daniel?
Oh, man, he made the phone. I'm taking lessons. You got to go to answer that one. You know what I mean? Take notes, man. In the classes in session. Creep. You know what I mean?
Ooh, this girl here, boy. She'll be bush. I see why Brisket come on the show. Y'all got me, huh?
They said she was. They was like, you know what, we gonna let her find Mike, and we gonna let Mike go test the waters, and then I gave you one. I could say, you sure you're ready? Yeah,
test
I'm nasty. Okay.
He
didn't hear Blood Wrong episode?
No.
Blood set you up.
Ooh,
and we
had,
you know what, Mike? When Tom G and Prophet were on, when we did the Tampa Takeover, she did a live performance during the show. So Prophet
what?
Got to watch play by play on Tiny Chat and give pointers.
So wait a minute. So the artist was an example.
No. Basically,
I was
interviewing him. Yeah, I was interviewing him, and I was fucking live in the studio. And the person that I was, you know, he was a little nervous, so it was kind of hard for him to do what he do. So me, I'm retarded as fuck. So, you know, while he's hitting it, I'm on the phone with Prophet, because Prophet can see the whole thing because it's on Tiny Chat, and I'm like, oh, I done got to wait to ask that and everything. And I'm just like, he hitting it from the back, and I'm asking Prophet, like, you want me to call out your name?
Damn. Why y'all calling me
that? Yeah, that was like one of those rare moments, because Prophet stopped talking for a minute because he wanted to see what was going on Tiny Chat. He was determined he was going to see. And he saw. He came, he saw, and I conquered.
Damn.
Yeah. I conquer everything.
Okay.
He got to see the head skills. He's seen the pop locks, and he's seen it all.
He's seen the pop locks?
Yeah.
Was Buddy screaming on camera? I mean, how did that work out?
Because I ain't getting my A game. I'll never give up the A game. A game is something serious. I mean, A game will probably get my bills paid for a year. But it also brings stalkers for a lifetime.
Okay.
Nah, because I'm winning on chicks. Once I make you come, I keep going. Like, you know you already super, super sensitive. It's like, nah, and plus I had this thing that I like to do. I like for the guy to drive, and I like to give him head while he's on the highway. And then that motherfucker can't use cruise control. He better not be playing with the gas. He got to drive there and just keep it steady.
Damn. Well, I think you need to make you a little rap song, too. I think it's time for you to come on and make you a song. I saw Eat It I think you might outdo my song, cause you got some deep shit for that.
I made a freestyle that night. I ain't no rapper, but I'm about to wrap my lips around this cock and do what I do.
That's definitely a hot verse.
And then I put the phone down and went back to sucking dick. So I'm officially the first radio host to suck a cock while giving an interview.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. Chocolate City is truly the illest sex talk
show. Welcome to Chocolate City.
Exactly.
I want my DVD, man. Y'all better get my DVD. Y'all done got me on here and set me up. I need my DVD.
T, I promise you, once he see the DVD, I guarantee you, him and his boys are going to be collaborating all kinds of songs because they're going to be like, wait a minute, this is some hot shit right here. Like, damn. Yeah, because it's very creative and artistic.
Yeah, it was extremely creative.
So when am I going to get my DVD? We got to work this out.
Precious, do you have it on your hard drive?
Somewhere in the midst of the 500 gigs of other stuff, but yes, somewhere on my hard drive I do have it, and I will put it in a zip file, and let me not lie and say that I'm going to do it tonight. Let me more likely say I will get it to him tomorrow. And that he does not want to open the first email that he ever gets from me, he's not going to open in the presence of children.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah, you ain't going to want to open it in the presence of nobody because your dick going to get hard.
Dang.
So if you don't want people to know what you're playing with or what you're holding, you might want to wait till you get it. So you can relieve yourself. You might want to touch yourself and be like, ooh, yes. Especially when I'm on the bed with handling my business and I straddle and the monkey is just hanging down and all of that. That's my favorite scene. If I was a dude, I would want to fuck me. And I tell you that in the intro on the DVD. That right there, that's the money shot without the money. Without you nut, hey. You gonna nut. Oof. I'm making myself hot over here.
Mike, you see what I got to go through? Do you see what I have to go through? Do you know how hard my job is?
I told her I was ready. I'm ready for whatever. See, I'm gonna have to step my game up.
Well,
I'm
gonna save you for a few seconds.
I'm too grown to be over here blushing.
Listen. I'm going to rescue you for a few seconds, and I'm going to ask, do you have any plans to go down to Tampa and do anything with Prophet or Tom G in the near future?
I mean, that would be great. That would be great to make something happen.
Well, you're talking
okay.
about Make It Happen Volume 3.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Okay, well, if you need contact info, just text me when we get off, and I'll send you their number.
Okay,
but that would be awesome.
I was going to put him on Mr. Mick. It was the last one. But by the time we had linked up, it was too late because he was on the road and I was on the road. And we definitely got to get him and do something together though. Because I've been hearing like everybody in that area, they're like, yo, man, that's well, you know, I always ask when I'm in different areas, who hot, who you know, saying who's that nigga in this area, this market, and everybody they always say Tom G. So I definitely want to link up with him.
Yeah, Tom he stays busy, and then he has the club night, and then he has the thing he does for the children. So he stays busy, but an awesome person. And Prophet kind of goes back and forth between Florida and Atlanta a lot. I don't know how his schedule is going to be since he got that song on the Limitless. I don't know how that's going to boost him up.
Who's the name?
Prophet. He has
Prophet,
the It's My Club single that they just used on Limitless with Robert De Niro. He's a young artist. He's he just turned 21 this year. So he's like a baby. But
he's
out of Tampa. Yeah, he's out of Tampa.
Okay.
Sam, you know Matt Steele with Sam Hoodie DJs?
Huh?
I was talking to Mike. I actually didn't know Matt Steele with Sam Hoodie DJs. That's his. That's Prophet's manager.
Oh, I thought you were talking to him. I'm sorry. No, I don't. No, I never heard. I definitely want to check him out. But he said his name is Prophet.
Yeah.
What is he? Is he a rapper or is he a singer?
He's a rapper.
Okay. No, I definitely want to check him out. Though I'm always looking to network, man. I'm always looking to. Network people that's, you know, is doing their thing, that's serious, definitely.
You know what? I want to say the TJs that I saw you at, he had, when TJ did the little talent show the day before, he had won one of the little day before talent shows. And then they were pushing the little single, and they managed to get it on the soundtrack for the movie. Yeah, he's making a little noise, but he's just young. He's a baby.
Yeah. I'm gonna look him up on YouTube though. What's the name of his single?
It's My Club.
It's My Club, okay.
Uh-huh. And he spells it Prophit.
Okay.
Yeah, Florida got to represent. We got to stand up and go to each other's areas and do some stuff. You got to give me some product down this way.
So you in Tampa too? You in Ocala?
No, I'm in, yeah.
How far is that from Tampa?
About an hour.
Okay.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Well, from where I live, because you know I'm on the outskirts of Ocala. I take 70, jump on 75 and shoot across. We there at an hour.
Oh, shit. I didn't know you was that close to Tampa. I'm finna fuck Tampa up.
Yeah, it takes longer for me to get to Orlando than for me to get to Tampa because all the toll booths and all the crap. Tampa's a straight shot.
Hmm. Yeah, I really did. I did a couple shows, like two shows in Tampa. It was the same Club Sky. I really ain't really hit that market for real, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got no product out there. Just kind of, it was, I came down for, it was like some kind of DJ retreat they had going on. And I performed at the after party. No, it was the after party. I think it was, and then the club owner, she ended up booking me to come back down and do her birthday party. I've been on there twice to perform, but Tampa, I definitely want to get into that market though. Like Tampa, Orlando.
Do you deal with any of the DJs over there?
You said, do I know any out there?
Uh-huh.
Headbuster, Shotgun, Headbuster. Damn, it's another one. I forgot the other. It's a young DJ.
Headbuster is so beneficial. Cause you know he spits those doggone mix CDs out almost every week. He is such a power player in that area. And over in St. Pete, DJ Wynn has quite a bit going on with his mixtapes. He keeps going out. Come to think about it, DJ Wynn is having his birthday week. Oh, goodness. 2 weeks from now? A week from now? The car show is the 10th. And I want to say that's the last event of the week. So that week that the 10th falls in, I want to say he's having his birthday week down there in St. Pete. Then the Filthy Flow Rider DJs are having the Insider Industry Summit in June over in St. Pete. So it's quite a bit going on over that way. Quite a bit going on. I'll shoot you a couple of emails.
Yeah, we're going to wrap. We're going to definitely get Hold on one second. Yeah. Hello? Mm-hmm. Okay, my bad. I'm sorry. My ignorant homeboy over here. I want to eat this nigga. Just he acts like I'm just on the phone, just talking. It's an interview, man.
But you know what, Mike? After it's all said and done, you still ain't answered my damn question.
Oh shit! What was the question?
That's because I saved him for a second. I'm sorry, my bad.
Okay, getting back to the regularly scheduled question. Do you wipe her on her back or face down ass up so you can spread it and lick everything?
I would have to go with her on her back. I like her on the back.
Oh, okay.
For those that just joined, we're talking about the song I got called Eat It. Well, I go into detail on, we're not talking about eating food, you know what I'm saying? Y'all grown, y'all know what the hell we're talking about. And she's asking, how do I like to eat it? Do I like to eat it from the back, or do I like to eat it with her on her back with me holding her legs up? I say, I like her on her back.
You can see
the facial expressions, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and you can really see.
Some sex faces.
Yeah, I need the sex faces. I need to see the sex faces to really, you know what I mean? So that's the enjoyment I get out of that, is to see the sex faces I'm creating on this woman. So that's the answer. On her back.
Oh.
300.
Okay, so when you actually get into the act of intercourse, what's your favorite position?
You know, it depends on how she's shaped. If she got real, real nice legs and no ass, I would have to say missionary. If she got a nice ass, no legs, doggy style. If she got doggy style or her, you know what I'm saying, her riding me. I'm trying to think. That's pretty much my favorite three. Doggy style, missionary, and the rodeo. But it depends on how she's built. That's the main, you know, because I like them all different shapes. So it depends on how she's built.
Oh, okay. So have you ever been a fall guy before?
You said I what now?
Have you ever been a fall guy before?
What's a fall guy?
Fat ass lady lover.
I mean, I like that. I mean, you know, I got me some big girls in my belt. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say that right though. I do. I'd put some pressure on some big girls, though. So.
Oh, shit. I know you working with something when you do that. I might have to hook you up with one.
I done heard some big girls before. I done heard some big girls. But see, with me, it's like, no, you ain't got to put me on nobody. It's like this. Because it ain't like I'm just like, let's say she a big woman, right? But it's just something about her. I'm weird like that. It might be her lips, her eyes, and I just want to see her sex face. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it gotta be that vibe. It ain't like, you know, you ain't got a match make. If I want her, trust me, I'm you know, she gonna know.
No, I was being funny because Precious, you seen the footage of BBW, didn't you?
Big Beautiful Women?
Yeah, but her name is Superstar Triple X, and I had showed Precious something. Because I don't discriminate. I just thought the shit was just, like, so funny because she has, like,
no,
a trailer. And then she's in the bathtub, and when she's moving, it's like a tsunami. And everybody's like, what the hell? And it's just
no.
So cute that you have no choice but to laugh because you see this big ass with a tattoo that says Superstar, and it's about 50 stars on each ass cheek.
No, I got this big girl I want. Yeah, she's an adult entertainer, adult entertainment. I got to get her name. I need you to find her for me because I want to. She a big girl, but I just, there's something about her.
You don't know her name?
I got to go back on the web, on the site because my sister, she was like, yeah, man, talking about this site. Her little homegirl, she know on the site, and she put the search in for the homegirl, but it was another scene, some other female, and she and I clicked on that. I'm like, damn, it was a big girl, but I'm saying, like, she was just sexy as fuck. I'm like, damn, I got to have her. So I'm going to find out who she is. I'm going to let you know, and then you got to make that happen for me.
I can do that.
We're going to make a whole movie and everything.
Oh, shit, I can be the camera woman.
Yeah, hell yeah, be the camera woman.
That will
work. I ain't gonna let you down, man.
And hell, you might not go there. Crazy hard as a rock. So what can people expect from Mike Bless in 2011?
Oh, I just did this record. I mean, I got excuse the background. I'm at Walmart, man. I'm at Walmart in the hood, too, so you know these niggas lie. But I just did a track called Death Before the Signing with Troy to the Vent. Street saying, no, I got gonna have Rick Ross on there, Yo Gotti, Maino. We're shooting a video for that, and like within the next month and a half, this you know the record we just did, Dope Boys, me, Briscoe, Bar Grease, we shooting that video in like a week. I'm dropping the Gone video. I don't know when I gotta get on the direct ass. What else we got going on? The mixtape just dropped. The mixtape, they gotta go get that mixtape. Mixtape stupid is like just on some vibe and shit. Rhythm and Gangsta's called. The mixtape called Money, Sex, and Paraphernalia. It's on thatpiff.com. You gotta get it. And when you see the cover, it's me. I got two babies in the shower. You know what I'm saying?
Doing the damn thing.
That's not That's not Photoshop. That's, you know, real deal. And you know what I'm saying? And it's the mixtape is the same thing. It's real deal. So I stand strong behind it. It's my best mixtape yet. You know what I'm saying? I stand strong behind it because it's good music, and I got a lot of great producers on there. Kiddo, Evil G, Apollo Beats. I got a lot of, you know what I'm saying? I got Iceberg on there. I got Burger from the Melbourne area. He on there. I got Briscoe, Bar Greasy, Papa Duck. I got a Trina on there, you know what I'm saying? So it's a nice Florida mixtape, but they don't find nobody else. You know, I got my own lane, so it's gonna be a good year for me.
I like that. We will be dropping this link for the show. I'll have it on Twitter, and I'll DM you the link so people can go back and hear it at any given time. I'll be running like 3-4 times a day. It'll also be on Facebook. Also, I'll be running the link for your mixtape, and next month your music will be on my site. So when people click to see me get busy, they get to hear Mike Bless get busy.
That's what it is, man. And look, I want to give some shout outs real quick. I gotta go. I want to give some shout outs real quick. Everybody in Akron, Ohio, you know what I'm saying? Ohio raised, Florida made. Shout out to everybody in Pensacola, Miami, everybody in Florida, everybody everywhere. Special shout out to my jeweler, Sax Custom Jewelry. He just finished up my piece. He just finished up Iceberg piece. He just did Billy Blue piece. He just did Bar Greasy piece, Cutter piece. Some nigga in NFL, I don't forgot the nigga name. Some nigga play football. He doing his thing right now. Shout out to my nigga Wally. All my niggas in Liberty City I've been fucking with since I've been down here. You know what I'm saying? Cut, Weezy. Shout out to my nigga, I act like I won an award or some shit. But shout out to my nigga Micah, you know what I'm saying? He going real hard in the streets, him and B. Slip and Slide, the whole staff. Ted, you know, that's the big homie. Shout out to Ghost CNT, really helping the nigga get this money on the shows, man. That's Troy to the Vent, Q. You know what I'm saying? They got a major movement going on with the Squares gang. So, you know, shout out to all my niggas, man, everybody. Evil G, Kiddo, everybody. So, that's what it is. And shout out to that chocolate shit. Hey.
Oh, yes. And when you get a chance, can I please get a drop about my show so I can put that on my fan page? And your picture will be
you.
On there, too.
I got you. It's nothing. You know what I'm saying? Stay in contact. And we're going to make it happen. I'm about to go to Walmart. Huh?
Go ahead, and thank you for coming on. And I'm going to give P your information, and I'm gonna text you her.
All right, sweetheart. Y'all follow me on Twitter, @MikeBless. It's Mike, MikeBless. It's Rhythm and Gangster. This ain't R&B. Holla at me, yeah.
Thank you.
All right, baby.
All right. Miss P? Hello? Well, damn, I guess I'm the last woman standing. Well, I would like to thank you so much for this Tuesday edition of Chocolate City, the illest sex talk show ever. Join me on Friday for another exciting adventure, and I will have a new guest coming in. And coming up on the 15th, I will have NOE, nope, from Bird Gang. And then hopefully soon I will be having Mel Matrix from the Bird Game coming on. Then we'll have some Skull Game. And we'll see if we can get somebody from UN to come on. Yes, I fucks with Dipset hard. Fuck with 730 hard. Freaky. Fucks with Skull Game, Bird Game, and UN. So I love my New York people. So this is Chalk Mommy signing out. Thank you for calling Chalk City, and you have a great day.